Good morning. Judy Swift of Redmond will spend 6 months in jail for a car accident last July that killed two people. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Judy Swift ran a stop sign at the intersection of Neff and Hamby in Bend. The accident killed 77-year-old Darlene Corsi and her son, 52-year-old Gregory Corsi of Prineville. 78-year-old Bob Corsi survived. Son Randy says the deadly accident has torn their family apart.
In order to serve justice, some time must be, served. I'm not going to determine that. That's not my job. But I just want her to understand, Judy Swift, to understand the magnitude of what she did.
In a plea agreement, Judy Swift will serve 6 months in jail, 90 days wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet, and serve 500 hours of community service. She will also lose her driver's license for life. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Classified workers in the Redmond School District have ratified a contract for next year. It has no salary increases. In 2009, these workers agreed to defer a 1% wage increase, and the current district budget crisis has prompted them to eliminate the deferral altogether and maintain their current salaries for the coming year. The final vote was 79% in favor of the contract and 21% against it. U.S. Representative Greg Walden is trying to move a wild and scenic boundary line away from the Bowman Dam. He calls it a small act that could provide a huge economic benefit to the hard-hit Crook County. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb explains.
We need to get this done and get people back to work in Central Oregon.
Congressman Greg Walden just introduced House Bill 2060, which would move the wild and scenic boundary line just a quarter mile downstream. That would allow for a hydroelectric power station and give extra water credits to the city of Prineville.
It could be huge for Central Oregon. It means real live construction jobs, maybe as many as 50 if it becomes law, just to do the hydro piece. But it also means some certainty on water deliveries for agriculture, for the citizens of Prineville, and for growth of companies like Facebook that are looking at Central Oregon to locate.
In a preservation move in 1988, Congress designated about 18 miles of the Crooked River as a National Wild and Scenic River. But the boundary line goes right through the center of the dam. The head of the Bureau of Land Management believes the intent of Congress was to place the line just below the dam. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Walden introduced the bill last night. He says it also contains meaningful conservation initiatives that will help fish in the river survive and even thrive. Today, Governor Kitzhaber announced a new nonstop air cargo service that connects Oregon and Southwest Washington with Asia. Oceana Cargo will depart Portland International Airport three times a week to Incheon, Korea. The nonstop air service will provide local businesses and shippers faster transit times, competitive pricing, reduced damage to cargo because of less handling, and cost savings. Kitzhaber says it makes sense for Oregon to be a part of this new service.
Oregon currently ranks ninth in this country in per capita value of exports, and with over 470,000 jobs supported by international trade in Oregon, we hope to make those statistics better, and Asiana Cargo will certainly help us do that.
Kitzhaber says the service is set to begin in September of this year and will serve Oregon's top three trading partners in Northeast Asia, Korea, Japan, and China. Portland State University is doing its part to help Japanese students affected by the earthquake and tsunami. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has more from Sendai, Japan.
The Flight of Friendship to Japan is turning into more than just a humanitarian mission. There are business deals being developed, and Portland State has just announced a tuition remission fund for students affected by the disaster.
They do have to prove that they've been affected, so it's not just any citizen of Japan. And they will receive in the first year between $4,500 and $6,000 in scholarship.
Hilma Menenses is the chief diversity officer at PSU and is on the trip representing the school, but it's important to her individually, she believes.
Global diversity is progress for our future.
Portland State currently has 189 students from Japan. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A black bear forced Tualatin Elementary School to close for the day. Jackie Kohler had dropped her son off at school but stuck around in the cafeteria to catch the action.
Jump on the fence, back out over the fence, came right up to the window where we were. It was really interesting. I think I probably enjoyed it more than anybody else did.
The bear was tranquilized and fell asleep in a tree in the backyard of a home. Fire crews used ropes to lower it to the ground, and it will be taken to a remote location and released. That is a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk, 1110 KBND.